I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today's elementary lesson is a continuation of lessons we had about Tina and Jim talking about their holidays. For the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yeah, their days off.
Right.
Yeah.
In this lesson, Tina's asking Jim what he actually did during the holidays.
Yeah, what he got up to, which is what we'll take a look at in the dialogue.
Definitely. So let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Jim, what did you get up to over the holiday?
Hey, Tina, not much, but it was great having time off. How was your holiday?
Great. I spent some quality time with my parents and extended family and caught up with old friends.
How was the food?
Delicious as always. Did you end up going anywhere?
Nah, I really just had a staycation and didn't go out at all.
That's nice too. Are you ready to head back to work?
Not at all. After such a long break, it's even harder to switch back into work mode.
I hear you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Jim, what did you get up to over the holiday?
Hey, Tina, not much, but it was great having time off. How was your holiday?
Great. I spent some quality time with my parents and extended family and caught up with old friends.
How was the food?
Delicious as always. Did you end up going anywhere?
Nah, I really just had a staycation and didn't go out at all.
That's nice too. Are you ready to head back to work?
Not at all. After such a long break, it's even harder to switch back into work mode.
I hear you. Okay, so very first thing that Tina asks Jim is, what did you get up to over the holidays?
Yeah, this is one that you'll want to remember. This is a great expression that just means, what did you do?
Right. Yeah. Very, very useful.
Mm-hmm. Quite casual or formal?
I'd say more casual.
Definitely casual, yeah.
Yeah. So you can ask your friend, what did you get up to over the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. If I don't know what you, like Tara, what did you get up to over the weekend?
Well, just like Jim, I'm going to answer and say not much.
Not much. So not much time? Not much. What? What does this mean?
Not much of anything.
Right. So when you didn't do a
nothing
lot.
Nothing exciting.
Nothing really. Yeah. Like you just relaxed maybe?
Yes. I did a lot of relaxing.
Yeah. You can use this like, for example, what did you eat for breakfast? Not much.
Not much. Just some toast or a banana.
Yeah. Not much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the great things about this vacation is even though Jim didn't do much, he had time off.
Yeah, he could relax because he had time off. Now, we saw days off before.
We did. Uh-huh. So days off means usually one, two, or three-ish days.
You can count them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but time off is like longer, right?
Yeah, it's like a full vacation.
Yeah, you have some time off work. Yeah.
Right. If you maybe have something bad happen, you have to take time off work, so it's not a vacation.
Right, right.
But it's an extended period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which extended we'll see in just a moment.
Yes, indeed. So Jim had a relaxing time off work. Tina, on the other hand, she spent some quality time with her parents.
And extended family.
And her extended family, yes.
Quality. If anything's quality, it means it's usually good.
It's good, yeah.
If you just say quality, it means good.
Yeah, like if you buy some new product, like if you buy some new earphones or headphones, maybe the sound quality is really, really good.
Yes.
Hopefully.
And
or it's really bad.
Yeah. Like, and if you say, you know, if I said I bought some quality shoes.
Yes. Yes.
It means good quality. Yeah. Always.
They're going to last a long time. You're going to wear them many days for many years.
Right.
Hopefully.
Now, if it's bad quality, you actually have to say bad quality.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Good quality, you don't have to say the good.
Right. Just they are quality shoes or quality time. Yes.
Yes. So you can say quality time, which means good time, hanging out with, just bonding.
Right, yeah, bonding, yeah.
Now, there are different times that you can have. You can have family time. You can have alone time.
Yeah, spending some quality time with yourself.
Right, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
And in this case, she spent time with her extended family.
Along with her parents,
yes.
Right. So now your immediate family is your parents, your siblings.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they're two, parents and extended family. That means your uncle, aunt, cousin, everybody.
Right, great aunt.
Great aunt.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
So we know in China that you have many names. Every person in your family has a different name depending if they are the first uncle or the mother's brother, second brother.
Yeah, or the father's brother, father's sister, or the father's brother through marriage. Yeah, yeah.
We don't have that in English, which is actually one of the simpler things with English. one of the rare things. So check out the culture section in today's lesson. They'll have a bit of a breakdown of that.
Yeah, about immediate and extended family.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing that she could do was catch up with old friends.
Right. So we have seen catch up in previous lessons when friends haven't seen each other for a while.
Right. Yeah. Catch up, something that you do now that you could not do before.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So in this case, you're talking about basically sharing things you that have happened in your life.
Yeah, you're talking like if I met my friend after 1 year, hey, what were you doing for 1 year? Like, where were you? You know, we're catching up.
Right. Yeah. I recently caught up with my, this is weird to say, but best friend after not seeing her for 3 years.
Wow, yeah.
So
when you catch up, there's you have a lot to talk about.
A lot.
Because you couldn't talk before. Now, finally, you can talk about things.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the things definitely with an extended holiday or some time off is getting together with friends and family.
Right. Yeah, you want to have some quality time over a meal.
Right.
Yeah,
so food is always involved.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how was this food?
This food was delicious as always.
All right, Tina must have some good chefs in the family.
Exactly,
some good cooks in the family. So as always,
right? So if you say, for example, if your mom or your dad is a great cook, and every time they cook you something, it's so delicious. And you want to be really thankful. And to kind of praise the person who's cooking.
Yeah, give some compliment.
You can say that was delicious as always.
Yeah, as always. Yeah, like for example, my best friend, he's always happy. He's always in a good mood.
Right.
So if you ask me, oh, Connor, how is your friend? I say, well, of course, he's happy as always.
Right.
He's always happy.
Yeah. Or you look beautiful as always.
As always. That's a nice thing to say to your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You look good as always.
Definitely. Now, so she's talked about food, and then she asks Jim, did you end up going anywhere? Because in the previous lesson, Jim didn't know what he was doing.
Right, yeah. He didn't know. So end up is when it's the finally, what did you do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or actually, what did you do?
Yeah. For example, if you want to go to Paris, you plan to go to Paris, but it's too expensive. You have to, your choice is, you have to stay at home or you have to, you know, go somewhere cheaper. You end up going to the cheaper place.
Right. Now, I also, for example, thought I was going to be late today, but I ended up getting here early.
Right. So it's like your final result, the final thing.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, earlier you mentioned going somewhere cheaper.
Right. Yes.
So this ties in with the next word very, very nicely.
Yeah.
And that word is staycation.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want to go traveling, you know, you're tired.
Or you want to save money.
Save some money, so you end up having a staycation.
Right. So you know a vacation is you go somewhere. A staycation is...
stay somewhere.
You don't go anywhere. You stay home.
Yeah, it's that word vacation. Take out the V-A and... put in staycation.
Now, in the past, if you know people knew you had vacation time, they would often ask you, "What did you do? Did you go somewhere exciting?"
Yeah, yeah.
And what if you didn't?
Right. Well, I had a staycation.
Right.
And it's really nice because, you know, sometimes you just want to save money and relax and enjoy your house.
Yeah. And you don't have to be embarrassed.
Right. It's, yeah.
I like staycations.
They're great. You can just relax at home.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Now, after a long period of time off.
Yeah, staycation.
Eventually, the staycation or the vacation comes to an end.
Yeah, it finishes and you have to head back to work.
Right. So here, head back?
Yeah, head. Well, like head is like going. So go back or return.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can use it, for example, if you forget something at home.
Yeah, you have to head back
home. Head back to get it.
Yeah, or if you see your friend walking down the street and you say, hey, friend, where are you heading?
Right.
Yeah.
So heading means go.
Yeah.
Head back means go back.
Yeah, go back to work. So is Jim ready to head back to work?
Doesn't sound like it.
Not at all.
No.
Not even a little bit.
He says, after such a long break, it's even harder to switch back into work mode.
Right. So switch here. Switch has a bunch of meanings. The simple one is like when you turn on a light, you have to touch the light switch.
Right.
To change, you know, to turn on the light.
Right. And when you leave a room, you switch the light off.
Right. Yes.
So now you can also use this when shopping.
Right. Oh,
and,
yes.
If you maybe get a shirt that's too big and you ask the salesperson, can you switch this for a smaller size?
Mm-hmm. It's like changing.
Changing.
Right.
That's
so it means changing. It has to change back. So back again, return.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Into work mode.
Right. Work mode. So a mode.
Yeah,
what's a mode?
A mode. Well, if you think of your phones, if you have an iPhone or a smartphone, when you watch a movie in a theater, you have to switch your phone to silent mode.
Right. So the mode is just how something is.
Mm-hmm. It's the way
something is.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's work mode. So,
it means he's ready to. Or is he ready to work?
Right. So his frame of mind brain is in a certain place that's ready to work.
On staycation, you are in relax mode.
Exactly.
When you go to work, you're in work mode.
Right.
Your brain starts to get ready to work.
Or maybe if you've been up all night and have to go to work, maybe you want to be in sleep mode.
Yeah, sleep mode, like your computer.
Like your computer.
Yeah, when you don't touch your computer screen, it goes to sleep. Sleep mode.
Right. Now, Tina gives a really useful expression here.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I use all the time.
Yeah.
And now, does she agree with Jim?
Yeah. Oh, she does for sure. She says, I hear you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this just means, yep.
Yeah, I agree.
I can relate.
Or I understand. Right. So if your friend bought a new shirt and, oh man, this shirt was so nice, but it's so expensive. I hear you. That price is really expensive.
Totally.
Yeah,
or,
I agree. Yeah.
I've got so much work to do right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can say, I hear you.
I hear you. You must be tired.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So now you may have noticed that Connor and I both said, I hear ya.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We often do this in English. We say ya for you at the end of a sentence.
Yeah. You just change you to ya.
Yeah. Y-A. Yeah.
It makes it more casual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to say here, I hear you.
Right.
It
sounds like listening. I listen to you.
Yes.
But yeah, this meaning is understand or agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. So I agree or I hear what you're saying
I
hear ya.
Mm-hmm.
So we've heard some great ways to describe returning to work.
Yeah, yeah.
After some time off or a staycation.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take another listen to Jim and Tina.
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Jim, what did you get up to over the holiday?
Hey, Tina, not much, but it was great having time off. How was your holiday?
Great. I spent some quality time with my parents and extended family and caught up with old friends.
How was the food?
Delicious as always. Did you end up going anywhere?
Nah, I really just had a staycation and didn't go out at all.
That's nice, too. Are you ready to head back to work?
Not at all. After such a long break, it's even harder to switch back into work mode.
I hear you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Jim, what did you get up to over the holiday?
Hey, Tina. Not much, but it was great having time off. How was your holiday?
Great. I spent some quality time with my parents and extended family and caught up with old friends.
How was the food?
Delicious, as always. Did you end up going anywhere?
Nah, I really just had a staycation and didn't go out at all.
That's nice, too. Are you ready to head back to work?
Not at all. After such a long break, it's even harder to switch back into work mode.
I hear you. So, Connor, I have a question for you. You just had some time off.
I did. So last week I had, some time off to go fishing with my immediate family, my brother and my dad.
Right. So missing your mom.
Yes. It's a men's trip.
Bonding.
Yes.
Now, was it hard for you to switch back into work mode?
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit, actually. When I was in relax mode, having some quality time with my family. Mm-hmm. And, coming back, it's hard to get back into that mode.
Your brain has to get into work mode.
It has to turn on. It's a switch back into work mode.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But it was nice to catch up with all the fish. No, not really. I actually didn't catch any fish.
No
fish.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It was difficult.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's the quality time that's important.
For sure, yeah.
So what about you guys? Mm-hmm. What did you end up doing for your long holiday?
Yeah. Do you like staycations or do you like vacations?
Right. And how hard was it for you to get back into work mode?
For sure, yeah. Because I'm sure most of you, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah, it would be for me.
Mm-hmm. So we look forward to seeing your comments and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Taking us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.